Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. May God bless you this morning for this beautiful day. We thank Him and we give Him all the praise. Let me encourage you from a very powerful scripture from the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 7. It says, "Unto you therefore which believe, He is precious." Hallelujah. I like that. "Unto you therefore which believe." He is precious. Jesus is precious. He has become the chief cornerstone of our faith. He is the rock of our salvation. And we give God the glory for that. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus always, focused his attention on people's faith. If you have faith, right? Matthew 17, 20 talks about that. Paul writes, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for," in Hebrews 11, 1. Observe the words, "now faith." Thank God for the faith of our fathers, but to move the mountain that stands in your way, you need now faith. Jesus said, "If you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move,' and it will move." Matthew 17, 20 talks about that. Your grandmother's faith may have moved her mountain, but it's going to take your own faith to move your mountain. We all have mountains in our lives, and God is willing to move them. So what's the problem? Doubt, other people's opinions, failure to understand God's word. Even though Jesus gave his disciples power to heal the sick, they were rendered helpless by a demon-possessed boy. In Matthew 17:19, it says, "Why could we not cast the spirit of him out of him?" They asked Jesus. Notice what Jesus told them. Number one, right? What he told them: be willing to start small. A tiny mustard seed can grow into something much bigger. So start where you are and believe God for ordinary, everyday things. And when he honors your faith, thank him and build on it. Number two, watch what you say. If you have faith, you will say to this mountain, "Move," and it will move. Your words release the life-giving force of God's word. So line up what comes out of your mouth with what's written in the scripture. Three, be willing to do what's needed. Some mountains need a little extra prayer, or in this case of this demon-possessed boy, the power that comes through fasting. So the bottom line is this: when you do what God's word says, you will see mountains moved in your life. So, to those who believe, hallelujah, "Unto you therefore which believe, He is precious." Our faith is what pleases God, and Jesus becomes precious. Why is He precious? Because He is our Jesus. He is our shepherd, our brother, our friend, our prophet. He is our priest. He is the King. He is the Lord. He is the life. He is the way. He is the end. Hallelujah. He is our everything. Without Him, we cannot succeed. He is precious to us. And He loves you dearly. He cares about you. And He ensures that in your life, you will see the glory of God manifest. Today is the day of your salvation. Believe in Jesus. Trust in His word. Depend on Him, on His promises. And you will see the mountains of your life moved. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day, Lord. We give you the praise and glory and honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you. Abba Father, today I pray that give us the grace that we will believe. Oh Father, yes, we are called believers, but we'll believe in you 100%. Forgive us for those times that we have doubted your will. Forgive us for those times that we have not put our full trust in your word. I pray that, Lord, you will give us a childlike faith, that we will trust you completely. We will believe in you 100%. And I pray, O Lord God Almighty, that our faith will arise even today. O Lord, from the mustard seed faith, Lord, it will grow, it will multiply. As we stay in your word, as we meditate upon your word, as we hear your word, our faith will increase and we'll be able to appropriate the promises of God in our lives. You are precious to us, O God. You desire that we'll be blessed beyond measure. Oh, Father, you are a more than enough God. You are the El Shaddai. And I pray that your glory will descend upon your people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, today as your people step out into the jobs, into the businesses, running the errands for the day. Bless them, be with them, and uphold them with your righteous hand. Keep them from the evil one and enlarge their territory. Increase their borders. Take away every pain from their midst in the name of Jesus. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Lord. I take authority over that demon of infirmity, over that spirit of weakness and sickness. I rebuke it. And I cast it out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For there is victory in the blood of the Lamb, and there is power in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. We thank you, we bless you, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.